Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 1 of the PWA Canada podcast. I'm Corey Van Dyke, aka Ezreal, one of who will be many hosts for you over the next year of this show. Every Thursday at noon Eastern Time, a new episode will air. We will discuss upcoming events, results, and everything happening in PWA. This week, we have a few guests for you, as Nolan James and Nathan Legacy stop by to talk about the upcoming Shaw TV tapings on January 14th in Campbell River, BC.
This is EO Mike Bescher, the current reigning and defending Pure Wrestling Champion, and you're listening to PWA Canada's weekly podcast.
And joining me at this time is Nathan Legacy. Nathan, thank you for joining me here today on the debut episode of PWA Canada podcast.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm pretty excited to be here on the first episode of the podcast. That's kind of cool. Before we kick things off, I just want to say this might be the coldest recording studio I've ever been inside.
It's January.
Like I said, glad to be here.
Well, for people who might not know who Nathan Legacy is, let the listeners all around the world know a little bit about you.
Like you said, my name's Nathan Legacy. I was born and raised in Victoria, British Columbia. Been there for 27 years. I'm 27 years old. I've been a wrestling fan since I was 4 years old. I've always loved it. I've always wanted to be a wrestler, like every wrestling fan as a kid wants to be a wrestler. But somewhere along the line, I kind of brushed that idea to the side, kind of thought it was a silly childhood dream, right, like a lot of people do. And it wasn't until a couple of years ago that I really started getting back into watching wrestling every week. And it dawned on me one day that I really could go be a wrestler. So I started doing some homework, looking for a good school to go to. And as I was saving up money to go to Calgary, I actually heard through a family friend that a school was opening up in Campbell River. And so I went to the next VIPW show, and it was in Courtney. So I drove up from Victoria to Courtney. I met Eddie Osborne, or Mike Bescher, and I had a chat with him. He gave me the rundown on how the school worked and everything, and I came up the next week, and I've been training every weekend ever since.
Well, you've been doing great in training from all the sessions I've been there out with you, and you've already begun having matches. Can you let me know a few of your favorites so far?
Yeah, well, I have thoroughly enjoyed all of my matches. You get in and you learn something new every time you're in there, so it's always a good learning experience. It's a lot of fun being in the ring. Hard to nail down one match in particular. I've had a lot of matches with Eddie since I started having matches. He was my first match. We've had singles matches. We've been in triple threat matches, fatal four ways, any kind of match you can think of. I always enjoy being in the ring with him. You learn a lot from that guy. And I'd have to say, out of all my matches so far, my last match in my hometown of Victoria, working for VIPW, and I had a match against Tony Barone. And overall, I just thought I had a really solid match. It was one of the best matches I've had. And also, the crowd was amazing. It was in my hometown, so I got to wrestle in front of my parents, all my friends and family. And yeah, like I said, the crowd was really intense, really into the match, and I had a great time. So I'd say that was probably my favorite match so far.
It's always great when the crowd's into it.
Yeah.
On January 14th, PWA is filming its first TV taping for Shaw TV, and you will be a part of it. Any words for your opponents that day?
Yeah, for sure. My opponents will be, once again, Eddie Osborne. Like I said, I've been having quite the rivalry with him so far early in my career, and I really look forward to getting in the ring with him again, and hopefully I can beat him this time. I haven't beat him yet, but this might be the one. Also, have a match against Nolan James. Nolan James is one of my training partners. Great dude. He's a good friend. And he has been in the ring training with me literally every time I've been in the ring training. So he works his ass off. And I know I'm going to work my ass off, and we're going to have a great match, and hopefully everyone will enjoy it.
Well, man, you got two tough matches cut out for you, and I cannot wait to see them on TV. Fans, you can see these matches live. Be there in person, January 14th at the Navy League Hall in Campbell River. Doors open at 6 p.m. For more information, check out pwacanada.com.
And now, the Roll Call of Champions. Your current PWA title holders as of the first week of January 2017. The Pure Wrestling Champion, EO Mike Bescher. The Elite Women's Champion, Beautiful Bia. The Tag Team Champions, Jimmy King and Joey Allen. Your Pure Violence Champion, Cremator Von Slasher. The Ontario Champion, Carla Duke. And the British Columbia Champion, TJ Harley. This was the Roll Call of Champions.
And now, we are joined by one of Nathan Legacy's opponents on January 14th, former BC Champion, Nolan James. Nolan, thanks for stopping by. How you doing?
Great. It's a new year. We just finished training. Things are looking good. I'm feeling good. Thanks for having me.
All right, well, let's dive right into things. You've been making many waves in BC as of late, and on March 31st, it's been said that you'll be part of the group heading to Trinidad.
I'm a little shocked about that, actually. I've been hearing about Trinidad for a while. Things were looking good. I didn't expect to be on the trip, and I'm just blown away. I'm kind of speechless about that one still.
Speechless on radio, always great, but it'll be a blast, no doubt. Now, this episode, we've been talking a lot about the upcoming Shaw TV tapings for here in January 14th. Can you give us your thoughts on that?
Once again, I'm excited. It's been a while. We've been planning on doing the Shaw thing for a while, and I'm excited to get it rolling. I'm excited to be on it. I'm facing Nathan Legacy, who I know by training with him that me and him are going to have a great time in the ring. I just hope I can pull through and pull off a win. Also, be facing Shane O'Ryan. I know he's a dirty player, so I know fans will be entertained, but we'll see how I turn out.
Looking forward to it. Looking forward to it. So every wrestler seems to have a story, and it's always an interesting one. What is it that got them into professional wrestling? How did it all start, Nolan?
I don't really know if my story is that interesting, but I grew up in a small town. I loved wrestling at a younger age. I was kind of older for most people who are like, oh, I remember Hulk Hogan and all this stuff, but I was getting into my early teens, and wrestling was just amazing. When I found it, I knew that that's what I wanted to do. But I grew up on the north end of Vancouver Island. There was no opportunities for pro wrestling at all. You could move to the mainland and go pay an outrageous amount of money for me at the time to train, and it just wasn't going to happen. I did a little bit of growing up and didn't really forget about my wrestling dreams, but things moved on, and it just started picking away at me one day. Like, I need to do this. It needs to happen. And one day, I took a trip to Victoria to visit a friend, went to Mick Foley's stand-up show. That was great to see. Had a good time. Still just really bugging me. I want to be a pro wrestler, damn it. And ended up going, ran into another friend and said, hey, why don't you come check out this VIPW show? So I went and checked that out. And that night, I met Eddie Osborne, or Mike Bescher. He's from Campbell River, very close to Sayward, and sent in an email to BJ Laredo, made my connections, slowly started helping out, and from there on, I never missed a show, did whatever I could to help out and be a part of wrestling, trained before shows a little bit here and there, and finally, a year and a half later, a pro wrestling school opened in Campbell River, and like I said earlier, it's just been a blur since then. Life has been sweet.
Some opportunities you can't pass up. So speaking of your small town of Sayward, I mean, I would say it's small compared to even Campbell River, which is a small town. What's it like getting to go back there and now wrestle in front of your friends and family?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's funny because I'm older. I'm 31 years old now. I always said when I was younger, oh, I'm going to be a pro wrestler. And everyone's like, yeah, those are just dreams. You do whatever. And now I'm there. I'm wrestling. And everyone's always saying, like, you said you were going to do it. And for me to go home and win the BC Championship from one of my best friends, Crofton, that was amazing. We had a great match. We had a great time. Yeah.
Nathan Legacy was on the show earlier talking about how that hometown support was just an amazing feeling. You feel the same?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I was shocked, actually. It's a small town, like you said. Over 100 people showed up, and I wasn't expecting that at all.
Now, to keep things looped back around to your opponent, Nathan Legacy, on January 14th, do you see any weaknesses that he may have that Nolan James can exploit?
I don't know. In the ring, he's doing pretty good. I know I could catch him when he takes his time to climb up to that top rope and try and do something flashy. But I think, like I said, it's going to be an entertaining match no matter who wins. But I think the real competition is going to be the next night at karaoke down the street. He's got some karaoke skills. I got some karaoke skills. And we're trying to top each other there as well. So anyone listening, you know, you might want to check that out.
Nolan James, always the competitor, always having fun. Well, I want to thank you for taking the time out after training today to do this interview. Before I let you go, though, I want you to tell fans what they can expect from Nolan James in 2017.
2017. After last year, really, last year was a blur to me. I've had so many great opponents between PWA and VIPW, and I just hope I can make this year even better. That's about it. Thank you.
Sounds good, Nolan. Thanks again for joining us.
If you have a cell phone or you're at your computer, then you know PWA Canada is kicking things off in a big way in 2017. This month alone will feature 5 live events. January 14th, Shaw TV taping in Campbell River. January 21st, Winter Warfare wages in Cambridge, Ontario. January 27th, PWA slams its way into Parksville. January 28th, live action returns to Comox Valley. And finally, January 29th, PWA rocks Lake Cowichan.
Folks, peeps, listeners from around the world, thank you. Thank you for listening to the first episode of the PWA Canada podcast. That about wraps things up for the week. Join us next episode as we talk a little more about January 14th. But not only that, the Return to Cambridge event. Lenny Lilac will be stopping by, as well as Cuban sensation Eli Habanero. To hear more from me, Ezreal, you can follow me on Twitter, @withEzreal. But more importantly, go check out everything that PWA Canada has going on right now, their events, their Twitter, their Instagram, follow it all, pwacanada.com.